Yeah, I don't think it's exclusive to the Giants. I think, you know, over his career, he's been that wild quarterback. He's great in the moment. He's elusive, and he'll make that throw that can really break your back. So he's doing that consistently now, and, you know, that's the reason why they won 5-4.
Knowing now your secondary's taking some lumps in these last several weeks, how important is it for the front seven to do what you guys have to do to make things easier for the reserves back there?
Well, I think that's what they're doing well. You know, you look at them, you know, the most efficient team on third down because they get in third and short because they run the ball so well. So, you know, the onus is on us up front, stop the run, and, you know, then we'll worry about, you know, all the talent they got outside and obviously Tony Romo.
After a game like the one you guys played in Philly, it just kind of seemed like nothing really went right defensively. How much do you almost just want to get out there and kind of...
Whenever you lose, you know, the first thing you want to do is Sunday can't get here fast enough. You know, to lose in that fashion, you never want to happen. But that's the gift and the curse about this league. You know, it's when the game's over, it's finite. Whatever happened, it's on film. It's there forever. You know, 25 years from now, you can pull it up and watch it. And, you know, that's the nature of the business. So you got to have a short memory, whether it's a successful play or a successful game. Or, you know, the contrary.
What about discipline up front? I mean, some of the guys were saying that maybe some of the discipline wasn't there against McCoy and the cutbacks and things, keeping him inside. You know, was that disappointing? How much better is it after this?
Well, you know, McCoy is, you know, he's unlike any other back. You know, you see a play developing as a linebacker, you can say, okay, coach, they ran this play. You know, McCoy will start that way. He'll bounce. I mean, all gaps are live. So you never know what he's going to do. They give him that ability, free reign to kind of, you know, cut back when he's not supposed to or bounce it when he's not supposed to. So, you know, obviously we didn't do a good job of following him up and tackling. But, you know, we know that starts with us. So you get up 200-yard rushing, there's definitely a problem. We need to fix that right away.
What about the difference, the challenge this week with Murray?
You know, Murray he's a power back. He's got speed. He's elusive. He runs hard. He plays every down. He's a complete package. And then, you know, their offensive line has done a great job. If you look at what they've done collectively, they opened up some big holes, and they're playing together. They're playing very, very physical. So we got to match that on Sunday.
How about practicing 2 days in a row full for you? That's got to be nice, though.
Yeah. You know what? I'm still still limited. I would like not to be, but everything's about Sunday. So it's really, you know, I'm a back burner right now out of my mind in terms of you know, how many snaps I'm taking at practice. I just know that I'm ready to go and you know, trying to get this win on Sunday.
Did you like what you saw in film review and, you know, beginning of the day?
I thought I moved pretty well. You know, I read plays well. I would like to be more active. You know, I don't know who's charting stats, but, you know, I don't do that. You know, it's tough when, you know, a lot of guys on the ball. But you know what? Nevertheless, you know, that's the starting point. Coming off an injury, limited amount of practice. I was somewhat happy. You know, you make it through the game. Obviously, I want to build on that. I know I can play a whole lot better.
John,
and I have to play better.
How important is it for you to be on the field for a win here?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm messing it up. You know, and I play, we don't win. So, you know, that's something I talked about going into the game. But you say, hey, you know what? You know, do your job, do it hard, and hopefully, you know, you can be a reason why we win as opposed to a reason why we don't.